Hey. Fuck. I hope you're somewhere private when you listen to this. I know you must be anxious to hear back from me, and I've been in meetings all afternoon. I wish more than anything that I was saying this to you in person, but right now, with me stuck halfway across the country for work, it's not possible. But I get why you didn't want to wait and why you asked me now. It's easier, isn't it? To ask when there's distance between us and when you can't see my face or watch me stumble over the words. And you know what? I'm proud of you for that, for pushing past the fight we had before I left, past the doubt, and being brave enough to ask me outright, even if it scared the hell out of you. So you saw those posts, and the dinners, and the people I've had to meet with on this trip, and you started wondering if maybe I wanted to be somewhere else, with someone else. You asked, and now I need you to really listen to my answer and not just hear it, but believe it because it's the truth. You wanted to know why I choose you and why I love you over anyone else. And it's because when I look at you, everything else disappears. My head, my worries, the noise of the world, they just stop. And like the whole damn room goes quiet and there's only you. My body just reacts to you. Instinct, maybe. Needing you. Like I was made to know you and to want you. And you are fucking stunning. And not just to look, although, fuck, you take my breath away. But your laugh and your stubbornness and the way you care about people, even when it costs you, it floors me every damn time. And the fact that you want me and that you chose me despite all my flaws, despite the stupid fights like the one before I left, that's the greatest thing I've ever been given. You make me think of everything good in my life. And even when I don't deserve it, and even when we're miles apart and you're lying awake and wondering if you matter to me, you do more than anything, more than anyone. And when you touch me, fuck, when you touch me, there's nothing left in my head. But you, no fear and no doubt, just you. So please, don't let some pictures on a screen twist this into something it isn't. Don't let one fight make you question everything we've built. And even though I can't be there right now to hold you and say this to your face, I need you to know that it's always been you. And it'll always be you. I love you exactly as you are.